Israel. Moshe ben
Israel.
Israel. Moshe ben Israel. Losing my mind. It's from Moshe, and it was supposed to be from Matchitzim from Fegaldina, and for all those in and around that Israel. Okay, we are holding at the Ramah. In Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif, hey, we're up to the Ramah. We learned over here, we learned over here that we are, that when somebody could make Kiddush for others, right? And be, one second, is that what we're up to? Hold on. I am, yeah, that's what we're up to. That we're up to. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, says Rama, right? So we said that as long as you eat where you are, you can go ahead and then continue your meal elsewhere, leaving aside the discussion about brachas of what you could do, what you can't do. But at a minimum, you have to eat in the place you are. Says the Rama. Lefize, according to this, okay, Lefize. If it's according to this that we said that if you drink a revius wine, it's kiddush from Makom Suda. So technically, the mayel in the shul could drink the wine. Have in mind that that's kiddush, and that's his. The wine would be his kiddush from Makom Suda. However, Avon Ahagi Litin Latinik, the minig is to give it to a tinik. Let's see the Mishabur on this. Kashir, the Hainish Yishtashir Revias, as long as he drinks a Revias. Yeshayim Shani Yitzikid Shemakosuda, Fila Yishtashir Revias. This is what I mentioned earlier. That's not enough drinking a Revias. Rachzorach Lishtais Revias Yayim Movad Al Kaisel Kiddush, besides the Kaisel Kiddush. Again, as I said, this could be very important for those who want to be Samech on this for Pesach. In the morning, so by night we said we're not Simon on this. But if the Mayol would drink his Maloy Lugmav, that's for the Kiddush. So those who say that instead of drinking Maloy Lugmav, he drinks a Revius, it would be a Kiddush for Makom Suda, two in one. Wine would be both the Kiddush and it would be the Makom Suda. However, here's where the Mishabura comes in and tells us, we mentioned this much earlier, that. Now, those who say you have to drink the Kiddush, okay, that was the wine for Kiddush. That has nothing to do with the Suda. Now you have to drink an additional Revius wine as your Kiddush for Makom Suda. So if you're going to want to be saying this on Pesach and you want to make sure, again, we still have the Shita that wine doesn't work for Kiddush for Makom Suda. But you want to rely on the Shita, you have to make your Kiddush, drink at least the Maloy Lugmav, then separately drink a Revius of wine. For the Kiddush b'Makom Suda. Says the Mechaber Sivav, Vim Kiddush b'Veisai, if somebody's making Kiddush in his house, b'Shama Shcheinai b'Shulchan Aruch Lefanav. So let's say you live very close to your neighbor, so let's go, it's in a bungalow colony. Sometimes the units are very close to each other. You make Kiddush, your neighbor is sitting in their house, and they have their Suda set in front of them. Yaitzabai, they can be Yaitza with your Kiddush. So although we said I can't make Kiddush and eat in the next room, right? But I could make Kiddush in my house and eat over here, and my neighbor hears my Kiddush and eats in their house, the Shap having Makom Suda. They're hearing Kiddush, and they're having the Suda in the place that they're hearing the Kiddush. Uchigain, however, the Mechaber warns us, it's not just enough that my neighbor happens to hear me making Kiddush, and I have no idea that my neighbor is hearing me make Kiddush. That doesn't help. My neighbor is hearing me making Kiddush, but beforehand tells me, please be me Yaitza with the Kiddush. And my neighbor has a mind to be Yaitza with my Kiddush, and that is fine. Let's see the Mishabura on this. In Kiddush. He says, this is not a b'di'evet, this is l'chatchila. So if my neighbor is able to hear me, I can make Kiddush in my house, my neighbor hears the Kiddush, and is Yaitza Kiddush. Again, we have to have in mind. If my neighbor does not know how to make Kiddush, I would be able to make Kiddush in my house even if I'm not eating. Because remember we said, I can be Yaitza somebody else with Kiddush. We just learned that in Sif Dalet. I can be in my house, make kiddush on bread, make the hamotzi, and they will be yotze with my hamotzi, and they are able to eat. And my neighbor's table has to be set. It doesn't actually mean that his table has to be set. Remember, we said that as close to the kiddush is when you should eat. But the truth of the matter is, if I make kiddush in my dining room and then I go into my kitchen to go get the food, it's also okay. It wasn't the right way to do it, but it's also okay. So the same thing, if my neighbor is standing in their dining room, here's my kiddush, and then goes into the kitchen, sets their table and eats, that would also be fine. Since that was my neighbor's intention when he made the kiddush, when he heard my kiddush, gimel and I had in mind, it's not just talking about when the Mechaber says that I'm in my house, my neighbor's in his house, and he hears my kiddush. He has to have in mind, and that's not only in this case that he has to have me in mind, right? Do I think any time somebody's making kiddush and other people are being yaitza, he has to have in mind to be yaitza them, and they have to have in mind to be yaitza for him. So we mentioned this earlier that there's still some places that have a minik that they make kiddush in the Beis Medrash. They make Havdalah in the Beis Medrash. Now the inyan back then, where did this minik come from? As we explained previously, cause there used to be Arachim who used to come and they used to eat in the Beis Medrash, okay? That's why they make Kiddush. But Zman HaZeh, most shuls do not make the Kiddush anymore in Beis Medrash because we don't have people Friday night eating in the shul. However, there are still places that have this meaning that they make the Kiddush. Lo yotza ha-shemeya, afilim yischavin lotzeis. If someone is there and he listens, he has in mind to be yotze, not yotze. But who writes a lissa sham achikach, even if he wants to eat over there, ela im kein yischavin ha-shliach tzibah, unless the guy in the shul making the kiddush. So what he's saying is as follows. Usually, since this kiddush that we're now in those shuls that make kiddush, it's now being made only because that was the minig they used to make kiddush over there. But the guy making the kiddush has no expectation that anyone is actually eating in the shul. And therefore, he is generally not going to be having in mind anyone should actually be yaitza kiddush from him. Therefore, if somebody, for whatever reason, he comes to shul. I had once many years ago, I was in a shul, and there was a fellow that was making a Shalom Zachar, and he had a family member that wanted to come to the Shalom Zachar, but the family member wasn't well. He was very, very difficult for him to walk. So, in order to surprise his nephew and come to the Shalom Zachar, he brought with him two challahs, and he brought with himself some fish and some other food before Shabbos. And after the meal, after the Shabbos, after the davening, he stayed in shul and ate his seud over there. And then he was able to stay for the Shalom Zacha. And afterwards, he was going to walk home after Shalom Zacha. So if that was the case, the guy is there. Nobody knows about this, right? So the guy making kiddush is not yotze him. So he has to go over to the guy making kiddush. Listen, please be me mitzvah because I'm actually going to eat here in shul because the expectation is that nobody is going to be eating and being yotze from that kiddush. And again, we need both. We need the guy making kiddush to have in mind the people who are hearing kiddush, and we need to have that the guy, the people listening to the kiddush are having in mind to be yotze the kiddush. Says the Mechaber Siv Zayin, Yesh Aimrim, those who say, She'ein mikachin elolar haner, you have to make kiddush where your candles are. And as we've said in the past, that is the lechatchila. We're supposed to have the Suda where the candles are. We spoke about it when you're by a simcha. If your wife is lighting by the simcha, she should do her best to light in the room where the eating is taking place because that's what we're supposed to eat. So those who say that you have to make kiddush by la'ar and there, the yesh aimrim, she'ein ha'kiddush toli b'ner, they're two separate things. Yes, you have to have some sort of hanar from the candles in your house. Otherwise, possibly the lahad l'gner shel Shabbos was a bracha l'batala. But the truth is, we can be yaitza that another way. So you could have lit the candles, and when the husband went to shul, the wife sat there in the dining room and was enjoying the candles. They were ready yaitza, the having hanar from the candles. Now they come home, and for whatever reason, as we'll see, they don't want to eat in the dining room. Now you can go eat anywhere. So you have the yeshayim who says no, you have to make kiddush by the candles. There are others who say no, they're two separate things. V'imu, so you come home and it's a beautiful weather outside. It's a nice evening, and you want to eat out on the porch. Aver, because it is this fresh air. Or sometimes we have it's actually coming up that time of the year is that they have the fly outbreak, and a person comes home and didn't and there was somehow another. There's a ton of flies in his house, and it's very uncomfortable to eat there. He says, "I want to go eat outside." Mekadesh b'chatzar, you can go make the kiddush outside. Ba'ochel sham afal pishein arayah ner. That even though he doesn't see the ner. Now, says the Mechaber, the Shita holds, what was the whole reason why it was so stringent that we have to have candles? Is because of Einik Shabbos. We shouldn't trip. It should be Shalom Bayis. You're eating, you have light in your house, right? But if by eating in my dining room, I'm going to be Mitzar just because I want to be by the candles, but it's very hot. It's not, the air conditioning is not on, and outside there's a nice breeze, or there's flies in the house, whatever it is. If I am not going to have Hana from sitting there, so then it's counterintuitive. It doesn't make any sense. Says the Mechaber, Mestaber, and that's what seems to make the most sense. Okay. Now, by the way, the Be'er Heitev says, "V'loy letzar," you can't take this too far. He says, if you have this slight uncomfortableness by being in the dining room with the candles, that's not a reason not to make Kiddush by the candles. Still, we have the shita that you should be making kiddush by the candles. We have this idea that you're supposed to have enough for the candles. Remember, you make a bracha lahadik ner shel Shabbos by using the candles is what makes that bracha a bracha. So he says that it's when he says that's v'loy letzar, that's mitztayer harba is the Be'er Heitev's expression. Let's see the mishabru on this. So he warns us. With El Basif, it's an obvious thing that he's telling us, but don't come home and say, "Okay, I want to be yotze bo shitas. I'm going to make kiddush by the candles, but then I don't want to be mitzar, so I'll go eat outside in my courtyard where it's nice and breezy and there's no flies or whatever it is." But now you missed out because you didn't make kiddush for Makom Suda. So obviously, the making kiddush by the candles definitely doesn't overpower the kiddush for Makom Suda. The Vahacha Mestaber says the Mechaber that it makes sense this svara. The Hainam Mitzar Harbe says it also that it's Mitzar Harbe. The Ilav Hachi Lechel Dafke Mekayim Ner. You're supposed to eat by the candles. V'ayim Prima Godim Shem Mitzaber Stadid. The Yosef Toiv Shiyakadosh V'Bayis V'Yoychomayat. He gives another eight. So you want to eat outside because it's nice and breezy outside, or for whatever it's very hot in your house. The air conditioning is not on. Says the Prima Godim, I got a simple solution. Make kiddush in your house. Eat a kezayis. Okay. Have in mind, remember, we'll go back to Hilchos Brachos, that you can have in mind that you're going to go out there start your Suda inside by the candles. So you've satisfied the first shita of making the kiddush by the candles, and then you're able to go outside. I am a simon reish samach gimel sif tes mashakafer sham minyan zeh. Go back and see what it is, and that basically what he says over there is what I mentioned already. That if when you made and you lit the candles, it was dark in your house, or when you lit the can, or and therefore you and you use those candles to prepare for the meal, or like I said, you lit the candles and you sat around the candles and enjoyed the fact that the candles there, it gave you already Oinik Shabbos. So we don't have that concern that your bracha on the candles was a bracha of Atala, right? To go ahead and eat outside, since the main problem is if you didn't use the candles at all. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says, interesting, he says that if you lit the candles in your dining room, and then it turns out that maybe your lights didn't go on in your dining room, but outside or in another room, you have it well lit with your lights did go on. He says, so on one hand, you have the candles in the dining room, but there it's darker than the other room. And let's say it's darker in a sense that you're not going to enjoy the meal as much. He says you should go eat by the place that does have the candles. Again, like we said, make sure to at least use the candles for some Oinik Shabbos, so this way you don't have the bracha v'tala. Okay, We can stop over here, and Amir Hashem, we will.